Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about have questions on line boring heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by, are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call us at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Questions pertaining to heavy equipment are quite evident in the construction sector. The person operating the machine may come across of issues and becomes his or her questions. He or she needs to answer them in order to resolve the problem. At the time that he experienced some challenge in working in a situation that he has never worked before, he probably does not know how to go ahead with it. This also acts as an obstacle, and he wants someone to address this issue and give him some kind of solution so he can overcome it and get up and running. Line boring work is a very different kind of work, but it is not to be properly called it as a difficult job. Just because it's a little different than the rest of the heavy equipment people find it to be difficult and have questions how to get the line boring heavy equipment to work. All you need in this case is a bit of patience to know the new item and perhaps some amount of concentration. Ideally, when a person who has worked on heavy equipment doing things over other than line boring will not have the knowledge on the subject, and therefore the first thing will probably be to require some knowledge on how to pivot the work and work together with other pivots on the heavy equipment. One should also learn to set up the bar level parallels to the other pivots. Now, this is something that you will only learn with time. You also need a bit of experience, and you will steadily have seen your skill getting honed and getting better. Remember, the first time you start learning about heavy equipment, you found that to be way too difficult, and many also have thought of giving up learning and doing something else. So when you deal with something new, you're bound to have questions, and you got to seek for answers. Again, you know, it's not going to be a cup of tea. You know, you got to learn and take it easy and concentrate. While working on line boring heavy equipment, you should fair deal of an idea how to measure the bearing or the pin, and from that you assume the size the bore should be. These all are pretty basics and will not take long for you to learn, but definitely the initial phase will not be rosy at all. You got to struggle a bit, and we'll all also have questions. What you can do is put forth the questions, and that you can't rely on an answer to someone who's pretty experienced and extreme, and take his or her opinion on the matter. Experienced people can get you a workaround, and you can't even think of being a possibility. It may amaze you for sure, but will also be a quite handy thing for you, again, down the road. Other than you can place your questions on a blog for an expert to answer, these days there are many people who have turned on virtual world to get the answer for the questions. And you can also depend on it a bit and find out to be really, really helpful. You know, use the internet, you know. There is a lot of people out there. There's a lot of blogs, forums, heavy equipment forums, stuff like that to get your answers. Again, if you have any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. And again, if you're looking for great Caterpillar apparel, then go to this website, www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. And that will go on to Caterpillar apparel. And if you need some great Caterpillar hats, this is an affiliate link, helps pay for the progress of the show. Again, got any questions? Give us a jingle. Thanks. Have a blessed day.